back to the KODY studio for more Mugs in the Morning with Tristan Winder, only on KODY 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.
And welcome back inside the Bruce Furniture Studios. We go the phone lines now as we have Mr. Brandon Peterson joining us here on the phone lines. Brandon, an educator with the North Platte Public School District, and a cool story here that we have to discuss with Brandon. He is working on different printing with different 3D printers to provide masks for those in the healthcare industry during this crisis with COVID-19. So good morning, Brandon, and what can you tell us about these 3D printers and the masks that you're making?
Good morning. Kind of an exciting project. I teach over at the high school, and the hospital had contacted the McKinley Education Center here in North Platte, asking if there was anybody who had experienced 3D printing, and they had a model of some face shields that they wanted printed for their workers. And so I had got an email from Vicki Carlson asking if that is something that I'd be able to do, and they sent over the model and got it working on the computer and started printing them off, and hopefully tomorrow I'll be bringing our second batch of masks over to the hospital, and it'll be around 60 total that I've put together so far with the 3D
wow.
printing.
Now, tell us about the process of printing this. Obviously, with a 3D printer, there's a lot that the general public still doesn't know yet. It's not like everybody has one of these in their living rooms quite yet. Maybe someday. But, Brandon, how many different pieces do you have to print off with this printer in order to make these masks?
Yeah, there's this particular model. It's pretty simple, actually. There's two parts of it that need to be printed. There's the visor that kind of goes across your forehead that holds a plastic shield, and then there's a bottom portion that kind of curves along the bottom part of the face shield to kind of keep the plastic from pushing back into the wearer's face.
Awesome. And Brandon, how long have you been working with these 3D printers in general?
3D printing I've probably been doing for about, I would say, maybe 3 years now or so.
Okay.
Just kind of started off, you know, when they first came out, getting an inexpensive one at home to play around with and learning how to build models and print it, and then finding ways to incorporate it into the classroom in our schools. And then we were able to get 3D printers for our classroom through grant money with Perkins grants and those things, and then just kind of built on that experience from there.
Again, we have Brandon Peterson joining us here, one of our wonderful educators at the North Platte Public School District, an educator over at North Platte High, a background in some computer science and some digital design as well, so I'm sure that ties in with your day-to-day work with these 3D printers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, Brandon, can you tell us, how many printers do we have at the North Platte High School, and are all of them being used during this time to produce some of these masks for those in the healthcare profession?
Right now, just the large one from my room is being used.
Okay.
We have some other 3D printing that we use. They're much smaller, and they don't have the build plate size that we're using for this. This current one can make prints like 8 inches wide,
oh, wow,
by 10 inches deep, and then 8 inches tall. So it's a pretty good sized printer. The other ones that we have are more of like a 4-inch by 4-inch, and we use those ones in class for kind of more creative projects, like if somebody's designing a board game, you know, maybe they could design the game pieces and the dice and those things with those printers, and that's what we use those for, smaller things.
Now, talk about the professions that some of the students may be able to use this, what they're learning with these 3D printers in. Obviously, these 3D printers are already becoming more of a household or daily item than what they were when they first came out. But for the students learning to work with these, how will this benefit them in their variety of career fields they may go into after their career is done at North Platte High?
The great thing about the experience with the 3D modeling is it can fit in so many different places. We have a lot of students that want to go into digital design, and maybe they're making 3D models, whether it be for a game or for, you know, something about with the virtual reality of creating furniture and having an app show how that furniture would look in your house, you know, by looking through your phone or something like that. You can make different parts, or if they have a creation of, you know, some kind of an invention or something that they want to make, you can make your own prototype with the 3D printer and kind of increase those processes fast. So really any job where you have problem solving, you know, 3D printing is great for it. Can anywhere from a design studio to manufacturing to anything. So we like to tell the kids, these are skills that they're obviously technology related and computer science related, but it can fit into anywhere. If you would have told me this fall that, you know, we'd be using these in the medicine field, you know, our school doing that at the end of this school year, you know, it would be kind of hard to believe, but this is a good illustration to show how applicable it is to everything.
Now, Mr. Peterson, the masks that you're making with these 3D printers, are all of them staying here in Lincoln County? Do they all go to the hospital? Or?
As far as I know, they stay here. They have some other volunteers who are punching the holes in the actual transparent piece that you look through. And so when I asked them what I should do with these when I was done, and I took the first batch last week, they said just if they take it to the front main entrance to the hospital, then Megan McGown, who is their project coordinator, she can get those picked up, and then they have people who are putting the transparency part over. So I'm not really sure where all they go after they do it. I just wanted to help in any way that I could and to try to get large amounts to them as fast as I could, you know, so they could use them as soon as they need them.
I'm sure it's got to be pretty rewarding, too, knowing that you're helping in fighting this virus, just printing these masks and helping with the supply that we desperately need as much as we can get at the time.
Yeah, I really hope it's helpful. You know, our health workers, just, you know, everybody in the community from health workers to policemen to firemen, you know, always do such a good job of taking care of all of the residents here at North Platte. And so when an opportunity comes up to where we can help and give back, you know, then I really want to be a part of that and just kind of give a chance to show appreciation for all the work that they're doing for us.
Well, Brandon, we sure appreciate the time and really do appreciate the work that you're doing to help out our local first responders and help out those in the healthcare profession during this difficult time. And appreciate you making some time for us here during this busy printing process that you have going on.
You bet. Thanks a lot, and stay safe and take care.
Thanks, Brandon. Good to have you on the program, and keep up the good work, sir.
Will do. Thank you.
Thank you. Again, Brandon Peterson joining us here, one of the educators at North Platte High School, a background in an Academy of Computer Science and Digital Design, discussing the printing that he's doing of some masks here with a 3D printer. This is happening right here in North Platte, folks. How awesome is that? So appreciate Brandon joining us here this morning on KODY. Coming up next, we have the National Weather Service joining us at Downstead to discuss this winter weather that is here. Folks, if you haven't looked outside in the past few minutes, look out now. That snow is starting to really fall down. That's coming up here on Mugs of the Morning. Right now, we'll step aside and get an update with the one and only Rush Limbaugh. Remember, you can catch Rush weekdays at 11 on KODY.